Present.
So, plan your week. So today's
Plan your
topic is
week.
plan your week, which is something that
Yes.
Natasha and I are huge fans of because before planning my week, Monday would start and I swear I would wake up and I'd be like, "Oh, what am I supposed to do today?" I had no idea.
And then you would just like find out, like as the day went on, you're like, "Oh, right, I have to, you know, yeah." And if I don't plan ahead, it's just
Right.
not, yeah.
There's some things that are delightful as surprises. Your daily calendar
Sure.
is not one of them.
Yeah,
Okay, so maybe you like surprises so much that you want your calendar to be a surprise, but we can tell you that planning has been shown to be something that reduces stress and anxiety, and who can't benefit from that? So we talk about planning your week on the next Harness the Power of Planning podcast, starting now.
hello, I am Natasha.
I'm Allegra.
And together we are BYWD, or Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. And we are committed to helping moms and caregivers find ways to better prioritize themselves, save time, and help them achieve their goals. That is what we are all about.
If you're joining us for the first time, we are here every Thursday to do a half hour chat. We always have a subject. If you look in our Instagram profile, you can find out what the subject's going to be that week. And we also chit chat about what's going on in our lives.
And what's and feel free to comment about your life. Go ahead and please, we'd love to know what's going on. If you have questions or comments, we love for you to let us know what's going on in your world. What are you up to? What are you concerned with? What are things that you could use help in prioritizing yourself, figuring out ways to do things more efficiently so that you save time and you have more time for the things that make you happy? And then this way, you can also put your goals first, too, as well as your families or anybody else who has claims on your time.
If you haven't joined us before, we often have a little chit chat, but this is recorded as well. So if you comment on the recording, we will, if we, you know, we usually will see them and then we will respond to them then. So whenever you're watching
Yes.
this live or recorded is fantastic.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just going to move. I realize my mic is a little far away. I'm just going to move it a little bit closer to me. There we go.
Hi.
So, it's funny because I actually wasn't supposed to be here today.
No,
So,
you
you
are
know,
not.
life happens. I was supposed to be camping.
Wah, I know. I was gonna be doing this solo, and you were gonna be camping, and that's not what the universe
No.
decided you needed to do. So
No. For
I know.
whatever reason, the universe decided I need to be here, which I'm always happy to be here. I mean,
Yes.
honestly, one of the things that I thought was like, oh, well, I get to go live with Natasha, so that's
Right.
cool.
Yeah, like one of those on the plus, put that in the plus column.
Yeah, put that in the plus column. And also too, because you know, my husband was like, well, I might as well log out. I was like, no, we're staycating. If we're not camping, we're staycating. And so we
Right.
got to do some drawing that we don't always get to do as a family that we
Oh, that's
enjoy
fun.
doing. Yeah, so that was really nice.
Yeah,
We
he already
had,
had the time off, right?
yeah, we already had the time off. Let's not, you know, I mean, but I'm better at doing like a little bit and then shutting it off. Whereas once he's in, he's like tunnel vision for hours and hours.
Totally. Yep. My husband is the same, same thing. He's whenever he's like, "Hey, he's like, I'm just gonna go in for a couple hours today. I'm only scheduled for a couple hours." It's almost a full day's work. He always gets back like maybe an hour or two earlier than his normal time that he gets home. I was like, "Well, that's weird because you said you're only going for 2 hours." Yeah. So that's why I was like, no. We are staycating. We are not watching movies. We are eating the junk food I bought. And we are,
Yes, camping junk food. That's part of the
oh my
whole
gosh,
beauty of
camping junk food for sure.
yeah.
So yeah, I was like, no, we are enjoying. Okay, I'm just realizing that my computer is completely set up in ways that it's not usually set up because of the fact that it wasn't plugged in the other day. So now, hopefully, my microphone is working properly and y'all can
I
hear
hear
me.
you perfectly. Yeah.
Okay, good, good.
So yeah,
Question:
so
did
not
your family
camping.
do s'mores or not for the camping?
So
Do y'all do s'mores?
we don't enjoy s'mores, but we do enjoy roasted marshmallows. So
Gotcha.
I Okay.
have
Yeah. So you're very much,
marshmallows.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Totally. Yeah.
I got it all. I am
Awesome.
prepared.
Yeah,
So, yeah.
Jeremy is the same way. Like he thinks that my kids love s'mores. Well, Billy loves s'mores. And my other son can like tolerate that. He's like, he'll have one, but Billy will be like, give me all the s'mores. And like, I like a s'more. Like, that's enough, right? Like, that's plenty. I don't need a ton of s'mores, right? Like, you're gonna go camping. I'm one s'more that feels like, okay, I've camped, you know? But Jeremy, a few years ago, was like, I was like, do you wanna make you a s'more? Or do you wanna make a s'more? He's like, nah, they're gimmicky. I was like, what? He wants just a regular
Gimmicky.
toasted marshmallow. He's like, I want the purity of a toasted marshmallow. You know what I mean? He's like, all that other stuff is just gimmick. And I was just like, wow, that's, I didn't know this before we got married. I did not understand his disdain for s'mores, but
You know what,
whatever.
I think I like a roasted marshmallow on a graham cracker. I don't mind that, but altogether it's just too much.
It's a lot.
And unless you have one of those, I've seen these s'more holders where it will hold, like it's basically like a spatula you can put in the fire so it will melt the chocolate
Chocolate.
perfectly, because the
Yes.
chocolate often is not melted
No,
properly,
it is
right?
not.
And so I don't like milk chocolate either to begin with, and I'm not ruining dark chocolate for a s'more. So anyway, I have lots of issues with it.
Listen, it's for me, it's like, oh, this is childhood. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm associate, because like that's what we did in my when
Oh,
we
gotcha.
so it's like a very visceral, like, I am now camping. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yes,
it's
yes.
so, I don't eat s'mores in the rest of my life. You know what I mean? I'm
Right.
not like making
You don't eat
s'mores.
s'mores in the wild,
And I didn't
only
know.
camping.
Right. And then, and I do know friends who do like Nutella on there, but so that you can have like that more of that melty thing. You know what I mean? And then also those butter biscuits that already have the chocolate, like, well, I
Oh,
can't
the
remember
ones with the little
Stephen's,
people on
the
them,
little people on
or
them.
the
They're,
windmill or whatever, all
yes.
different.
If you want
Okay.
like an upgrade, so it's like a butter cookie instead of a graham cracker, and it's already a t so that's like kind
But
of
then why
more
would
of a
you ruin
gourmet
that with
thing.
a marshmallow?
Well, I mean, you know, listen, to each his own. I mean, because you can also just eat those too while you're waiting for your marshmallow to roast.
It
So, I mean, there's lots of ways to roast a marshmallow.
Yes.
But
By the
yes, I
way,
hear you.
usually I am miss like I want the highest grade of whatever it is I'm eating, right? Like chocolate. I'm like, I want, single origin. I don't want 97% cacao, but I want 88% cacao. Like I want high grade. I tried the high grade marshmallows. They taste horrible. You just have to go,
You
like,
need to just
marshmallows do
stay
not,
puffed.
yeah. This jet puffed, whatever.
Right. Stay puffed is Ghostbusters. Yes, jet puffed. Exactly. Yes, the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. Right, jet puffed. Yeah, you don't want to go. There's certain things where you're just like, listen, I need to go
No,
lowbrow
it can't
here,
be
you know?
elevated at all.
No. Ruins it.
So plan your week. So today's
Plan your
topic is
week.
plan your week, which is something that
Yes.
Natasha and I are huge fans of, because before planning my week, Monday would start and I swear I would wake up and I'd be like, oh, what am I supposed to do today? I had no idea.
And then you would just like find out, like, as the day went on, you're like, oh, right, I have to, you know? Yeah. And if I don't plan ahead, it's just
Right.
not, yeah.
There's some things that are delightful as surprises. Your daily
Sure.
calendar is not one of them. And
Yeah.
so the fix for this is to plan your week before it starts, and to a smaller degree, plan your day before it starts. And so what Natasha and I mean by plan your week before it starts, and we highly, I mean, this is one of the things that we teach our students in Harness the Power of Planning, is plan your week before it starts. It's just, and actually, planning has been shown to be what's called a keystone habit. And a keystone habit is something, ooh, thumbs up, thank you. I don't know where that came from. So apparently I have some setting on my phone that it does, because I just did thumbs up and it did thumbs up.
Right. And
Okay.
then the last week you got like an explosion of confetti or something, right?
Yeah,
Wasn't that like some
something
Listen, it's delightful. We'll be surprised.
my AI likes me, I guess. So plan your week before it starts. And what that means is Natasha and I spend some time on Sundays setting up the following week. And we actually have a series of prompts that we use with our students. And this is now available for you in audio or video form. I'll put the link down below in just a second if I can type it. But what happens is we just ask you to, because if you are using a paper planner, or even if you're using a digital planner,
if you're using a digital planner, you can do part of what we're saying to a certain degree. But if you're using a paper planner, you need to move things from your monthly part over to that week.
Right.
And we don't recommend doing that more than the week before because things change.
Things change, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, birthdays, things that are not going to change, go ahead, put that in your week ahead of time if you want to. But we just really do it all at once on that, typically Sunday, right? That's usually when we do it. And we have an online video on YouTube, and we also have an audio where you can just take that 15 minutes with us and we'll help walk you through planning your week. But the most important thing is just showing up consistently to do it, right? It's not that you necessarily
fixing it as an appointment.
Right. Exactly. Because when you don't, you're on your back foot. And I went ahead and did it on Sunday. I got interrupted. And so I hadn't finished my whole week. And and then I didn't realize yesterday, Wednesday, right? I didn't realize how really stacked my Wednesday was going to be. Like my Wednesday, in order to get the things done that I need to get done, I needed to really focus on Wednesday, like granularly, or go ahead and time block, which we'll talk about in a different episode. But essentially, had I not gone ahead and like put these things into my week already, I wouldn't have really realized that Wednesday was going to be one of those days where I'm like, I need to really pay attention to my time in order to get these tasks done, right? Because I have things that are fixed. Like I have a appointment with a client. I have a pickup time at school. I had a dentist appointment. I had a doctor's thing. And so in between all that stuff, those would have just been, those could have been just, I don't want to say wasted hours, but I might have wound up doing what was urgent in front of me as opposed to what was important if I hadn't already gone ahead and been like, oh yeah, Wednesday's a day that I'm going to need to like focus.
And, yeah. And also too, like sometimes in your monthly planner, like for instance, I don't want to get too far into this, but we populate our monthly planner for the whole year with things that are recurring and stuff like that. But then something that you planned just the week that you put into your monthly planner, maybe just 1 or 2 weeks before, and there are some things that you've had on there for months, you might have to rearrange something. Like for instance, you know, I have like a standing tennis game with a friend and I have standing hikes, but then, oh, I have to schedule a doctor's appointment. And so I'm like, oh, I need to tell my standing tennis person that I'm not going to meet them this week. These things that, you know, just didn't, there was no point in clearing it up 2 weeks ago because it was too far in advance for that person. Mm-hmm. And so Sunday is a great time to just go through and clean up your schedule. If there are any conflicts, to deal with them, and also to like double check things. Like for instance, maybe you have a date night. Did you already make a reservation for Friday or Saturday, or do you need to make one now? Mm-hmm. Is your sitter?
Do you get that sitter? And
Or maybe reconfirm with the sitter, like just a reminder, because other people sometimes forget the appointments that they made with you too. So just a reminder, we're going out, you know, we have a date night. So it's just a great way to just kind of tighten up the week. And also, you go to bed. So this is why planning is a keystone habit. And by the way, keystone habit is defined as a habit that has benefits far beyond the obvious ones. So if you've watched us before, you've probably heard us talking about making your bed, which is one of the ultimate keystone habits. Yep. And the obvious benefit is that your room looks neater because your bed is made. However, there are so many other benefits. There's so much science behind making your bed. It's kind of nutty.
It's crazy how much this has been studied. It's really, honestly, like who was study making your bed? Like it's been studied a lot.
Like, can you imagine writing up that grant? I want to ask $1 million to study bed making.
They're like, cool. Just make your bed. Don't worry about it. But yeah, like, the benefits are things like you feel more confident throughout the day. You feel more, you accomplish more. Yes. And then one of the best, my favorite one is that it helps you have a better night's sleep, which is crazy that when you turn that bed down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It signals to your brain, oh, it's time to like wind down, which is also why they say you should never have your device in bed because you don't want your brain to make that association of device and activity. Yeah, I know. I know you're.
I'm hiding my face in shame.
Natasha's feeling judged.
Here's the thing.
I don't feel judged. You'd be like this.
I don't feel, if I was what?
If you were a golden retriever, you'd be like.
A golden retriever, totally. I don't feel judged. I just feel
Shame. No, I mean, like, it, because it's not good. It's,
I'm glad
the,
I
mean,
didn't spit the water into the microphone.
It's not so much that I feel judgment as much as I feel shame. Yeah, no, it's a, because I always tell myself, I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna go ahead and put on this, you know, like sleepy, relaxy, you know, track to help myself go to sleep and blah, 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 blah. And I, that's what I tell myself every night. And then I scroll through stuff and then I fall asleep. And it's not good. It's not good. Yeah. So actually this morning, and we'll see, okay, I'm going to say it out loud to the public. We'll find out if I did it by next Thursday.
Okay.
I'm going to plug the phone in the bathroom or somewhere else, like in the hallway, and charge it instead of charging it in my bedroom. And this way, and I can still use, because y'all, I'm like addicted to there's a eye cover thing. It's called eye mask. Thank you. Uh-huh. that has built in Bluetooth speakers.
Oh, uh-huh.
So they're flat. It's super comfortable. I have to sleep with an eye mask. I'm super light sensitive. So
yeah.
And this way it's Bluetooth. So there's no need for my phone to be next to me. It can be in the hallway and I can set the track and I can go and I can listen. Mm. There's really no, I was thinking about it this morning. I was like, you don't need it next to you.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then it's just too tempting to like, oh, let me just check this one thing before I hit the play button on that thing. And so anyway, sidebar. But
no, that's great. That's so valuable, I'm sure. Well, because everyone
struggles. If you're somebody who listens to stuff to fall to sleep, I highly recommend. They're like $20 on Amazon, maybe 25. You can get really fancy ones that are like made of silk and stuff like that too, so that it helps with your, you know, so that you don't have, but they're very, it's like crazy comfortable and it really does block out all the light and the speakers are flat and soft, so like you can sleep on your side and it doesn't bother you. So,
right.
Anywho,
they're not like old school speakers we grew up with. Like,
yeah, it's not like headphones or and you know, like ear pods or whatever that you stay in your ear at night. Like you can't. It's ow, no good. No, yeah. No bueno. So yeah, sorry. Sidebar.
No, that's anywho. An important sidebar because it's something people struggle with. And I have two things that I do that help me to not need my phone near me. One is when I'm doing my evening ritual, I have this wonderfully relaxing music playing. And I love it so much that I just want that to be the last thing that goes into my brain. So, you know, the rule that I try to follow, I don't follow it 100%, but I follow it 70%. It's just like, I feel so good. I just don't want anything else to go into my brain before I go to bed. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is that I use a Fitbit as my alarm. And I love the Fitbit because it vibrates. And it's so nice because my husband and I both have Fitbits. And the great thing is now I don't have to wake up at his alarm and he doesn't have to wake up, because there's some mornings when he gets up before me and there's some mornings when I get up before him.
Yeah.
And neither of us has to hear each other's alarm, which is so nice. And it's gentle. It's just like this, like, hi, honey. You know, like when you're a kid, right?
Like hello, it's time to wake up. Yeah.
Yes. And my favorite thing, I know we're totally digressing from the planning your week, but I love my Fitbit. Fitbit, sponsor us. My favorite thing about the Fitbit is this feature called Smart Wake, which is that, you know, you have three different sleep cycles. Those are the majority of the time. They consider the first sleep cycle just falling asleep, but that doesn't last any amount of time. So let's talk about the three sleep cycles that you're actively in. It will pick the best time to wake you up based on where you are in your sleep cycle so that you wake up refreshed and not groggy. And I love, love, love
that's
that
so
feature.
Great. Yeah, that's really great.
So you have to give it a half hour spread of time for it to work with.
Oh, but, gotcha. Oh, cool.
Yeah, because it's measuring, you know, your heart rate and your whatever, to determine which of your rhythms you're in. You know, are you in REM? Are you in restorative sleep? Are you in light sleep? So I love that feature. So anyway, so not having my phone be my alarm, because that's everyone's big thing, right? Is, but my phone's my alarm.
Right.
And even then, it doesn't have to be in your room. It could be outside and just really loud so that you have to get up.
Excuse me. I knew that sneeze was coming.
Bless you.
Yeah, we use our other, we use Alexa for the alarm in the morning, you know, because so I don't need to have my phone in my room. I do not need it. Okay.
So plan your week keystone habit. Let's just go back to why it's a keystone habit. Because it not only helps you be organized, But studies have shown that it reduces stress and anxiety a huge amount, which which makes so much sense. Because if you think about it, if you're walking into an event or an interview or whatever, you're stressed because you don't know what's coming. But if they said to you, here are the questions we're going to ask you, go ahead and prepare in advance, your stress level would be much lower because you know what's coming. You know?
Right. Exactly.
And so knowing what is coming tomorrow, Monday, and even the whole week a little bit is so helpful. So I put the URL on Instagram. For those of you who aren't on Instagram, it's tinyurl.com/planyourweekprompts. That's tinyurl.com/planyourweekprompts. You have to remember that. Silent that P.
Sneaky little P.
And prompts.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, for me, especially, like, I love a Pomodoro. That's basically what this is. So, you know, you guys all know what a Pomodoro is it's this concept of like creating small pockets of time with, you know, a timer where you have like where you focus. Right. So this is 15 minutes from beginning to end. Right. So it's 15 minutes. That generally should be enough for you to plan your week because you have most of the components probably already in your monthly part, or you already kind of know a lot of it. And also it's just a matter of like transferring and just seeing if there's overlap and that kind of thing. I also include a little thing called a partner page where I also fill in for my husband to let him know anything he needs to know about like picking up the boys or something that he needs to know that's going on that week so that we're all on literally the same page. That's something also that you can get as a printable from us as well. And so I, you know, or literally you can just write it on a piece of paper if you want to. My husband's very tactile, so I do put it on a piece of paper for him and sometimes even also put it in his calendar. But, and even then we do still have to have some communication about it. But I include that as part of my planning week, is making sure that he and I are literally on the same page. But that 15 minutes, the whole point of the video on YouTube and the track that we have also up on our podcast is show up, press play, plan with us for 15 minutes. Right. So this is the idea, is that you're like, okay, I'm setting aside this time right now to plan this. Again, we generally do sometime on Sunday, usually Sunday evening for me.
I do it earlier in the day.
Yeah. Cause it just makes sense.
Yeah. We used to do this live regularly with our students, but our students pointed out to us, hey, I prefer to plan at this time, or I prefer to plan at this time. And we realized, well, we can't be there every time people prefer to plan, but we wanted this to be a useful tool. So, okay, we'll make an evergreen one and we get to share it with all of you. And so the great thing is you can bookmark it. You can come back to it every Sunday to remind you. And if you don't need 15 minutes, you can listen to it at 1.25 or 1.5 speed to move it faster. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think I listen to any books at 1.0 speed. So yeah, it's just a great way to like move through those prompts and be reminded to make sure you don't forget anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Basically. And so, yeah, so it's essentially a Pomodoro that has those prompts that help you. It's just making planning a habit. It just makes things easier. I can't even stress it. There's such a marked difference between when I plan and when I don't plan.
Yeah.
And what I'm able to complete. And just also the feeling of like, oh, I got all this stuff done that I needed to get done. Yeah.
And you're also kind of priming your brain. In our course, we harness the Power Plan, and we talk about the reticular activating system, which is this part of your brain that gets activated. You know, when you buy a new car and then you see that car everywhere?
Yes.
It's because you activated that part of your brain, which is designed specifically to sift out what's not important so you can focus on what is important. And so when you are focused on buying a car, your brain is like, oh, this is important. And that's why you start noticing that car everywhere. And so same sort of thing, by priming your reticular activating system before your week starts, it's kind of like for Natasha, she said she had a crazy Wednesday. It probably reduced her stress a huge amount to just already start thinking about ways to make that Wednesday work better.
Right. And then on Tuesday night, I really planned out my Wednesday, like chunk by chunk by chunk. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get everything done in the time frame that I gave myself? No, I did not.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a lot more done than if I hadn't done that. And so it's the same. Absolutely. The same concept works for your week too.
Yeah. By the way, hi, Suzanne. I just saw a friend of mine pop in that I haven't seen in a long time. a real estate agent extraordinaire, mommy extraordinaire. Hello, hope you're doing great. And so, yeah, so plan your week. Join us with this Pomodoro. And by the way, Natasha, the partner page that you mentioned is not up on our website. So I think what we should do is make that a future topic.
But let's do that. Yeah, and we'll make it a future topic and make it available. And then
we'll put it up so that people mm-hmm. can have access to that.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's saved many, many, many moments of arguments with the
it's
with
so the, huge know.
It's so huge.
Well, and I just want to say that after I do my individual planning, so I usually do this midday on Sunday because my family, we get together Sunday afternoon, my almost 14-year-old, my husband, and we all break out our planners, and this is where we get on the same page. And so mm-hmm. we will share with each other anything that one of us needs to know. My 14-year-old has been joining us for this now for a few years. She didn't always have her own planner to break out. And she doesn't use it the way I use it. My husband doesn't use his planner the way I use it. You don't all have to have the same planner practice for this to be a valuable experience. Like, part of it is just making each other aware.
Absolutely. And especially think for kids too. Like, I've got two boys, 10 and 13. And like, if I tell my 10-year-old to remind him, oh, you have a basketball game tomorrow, that sometimes is almost too late for him. Like, he needs to know, oh, it's yeah. happening on Thursday, like way ahead of time. Like, you know, kids who have, you know, things with transitions and stuff. Like, if he knows, oh, it's on Thursday, when he knows that on Monday, it just is a smoother sailing thing than me telling him Wednesday. Prepare. Oh, by the way, remember tomorrow you have your basketball game and where's your uniform and da-da-da, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that he's always prepared, but at least mentally, he's dropped it in at some point, you know,
yes.
even if I'm reminding him, oh, that is tomorrow kind of thing. Fine. But it's already dropped in as opposed to, you know, kind of throwing things at them the day before that morning or whatever, you know, it's really yeah. helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing too, is that, you know, one of the things that we prompt in the plan your week is, okay, now go ahead and put anything that you might need to take with you tomorrow, you know, by the door.
Right.
Start prepping that. Mm-hmm. And that's such a great thing for kids, especially if you have a kid who isn't an early waker, for them to prepare their school bag or their lunch mm-hmm. the day mm-hmm. before so that they can just grab it. And that morning they can just focus on getting ready is so huge. That's a transition that we're going to be making in the fall. And
yay.
For those of you who don't know, I've homeschooled my child her whole life. However, she is transitioning to regular school this fall. And so we're going to be doing things a little bit differently. You know, she's always had lunch at home, so now she has to plan for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so great to come together as a family and just say, hey, here's what I'm doing that you need to know about. We don't tell each other everything we have going on. But if my partner needs to know that I am doing a stand-up show that week, and so he mm-hmm. needs to be home by a certain time, or if one of us is driving our daughter somewhere that is not usual, you know, because I do most of the driving for our child, but there might be a time when he has to do some driving. That's a great time for us all to get on the same page and make sure we know who needs to be where.
100%. It's super helpful. Yeah.
And we do have a weekly whiteboard. It's small. Mm-hmm. It's about this big by this big. It hangs in the kitchen. And the only things that go on there are the things that affect the whole family.
Family. Yeah, exactly. Same thing.
So it's never full.
We just have
a
monthly calendar in our kitchen too. It's only stuff that affects the whole family. Like if one of the parents is going out of town or, you know, basketball games or, you know, that kind of thing, that stuff goes up there. Nobody needs to know my granular schedule or what time my husband has to go into work that day. You know, nobody needs to know. The whole family doesn't need to know that, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just things that affect all of us, or if there's something unusual, like, you know, dad is picking up when I usually pick up.
Right.
Just that kind of stuff. So at mm-hmm. a glance, I needed to be reminded of that thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. No one in my family checks it, but it's there.
I check it.
But I check it. Excuse me. Yeah. I check it.
Or
I write it in. Nobody else looks at it.
Or if my partner asks something, I'll be like,
check the thingy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Off. Yeah. My husband will text me and I'm like, look at the Google calendar. It's there. Check your partner page. All the information is there. Yeah.
Is that a shortcut in your text? Changing.
from a monthly to a weekly, just because of the visibility, you know?
Yeah.
Like, cause it is a monthly calendar and it's, you know, it's up there, which is, you know,
it's a lot to look at a month.
But it may be a lot for them to like take in, even though I'm very fastidious about crossing off the days that have passed so that you can,
Maybe you could do like a window you can only see.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole
we lost your audio for some reason. Oh, there you go. Hi.
So the whole month is there, but you have like a thing that goes over it.
That goes over the rest of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I do like being able to have the month available. Cause like if something does come up, like, you know, doctor's appointment, you want to write 3 weeks from now, I want to put it in already. So
yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So that's the other thing, y'all. If things change and life changes for sure, and your kids get into different phases and stuff, like,
yeah,
you know, take a look at your systems, right? See if it works better some other way, you know, and see if maybe like, oh, this month for me, the monthly calendar thing hasn't, I was thinking maybe we'll switch to a week. Maybe we'll try that first. Man.
Yeah. It's constant tweaking.
You got to tweak.
Yeah. You have to see what works.
Mm-hmm.
The monthly, the whiteboard is something we only added a handful of months before because my child's schedule was just getting, you know, as they get older, it was just getting busier and busier. And so, yeah. So, yeah. And by the way, in about a month, if you look in our IG, we are going to be talking about helping your children to plan, how to start developing the habit of planning with your children. And so if that's interesting to you, join us for that. We'll be talking about that more in the future. And if you're watching this on video, just so you know, you can always listen to the audio only version. I mean, these are all up. The recordings are up. But if you want to listen to an audio only version, a slightly edited, cleaned up audio only version, you can find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Listen to the Harness the Power of Planning podcast.
Have a great week. We'll see you next Thursday.
Bye. Thanks for joining us for the Harness the Power of Planning podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen.